What's not to love about the Joan Kenley Show, where conversation truly matters on 960 The Quake.
I'm Patricia Smith Melton, and I'm the founder and executive director of Piece by Piece. The most important decision an individual can make in the world today is the personal decision to reach out to others, to connect across differences, and to correct misunderstandings, whether locally or globally. Once that personal decision is made, the rest is just making good on your promise to yourself. At Piece by Piece, we provide the means where women as individuals, hundreds and tens of thousands of individuals, and more of all cultures of the world, can reach out to connect and communicate as members of sister circles using the internet and weaving it into a global web of peacemakers. At www.peacexpeace.org, that's peacexpeace.org, you can become a member of Piece by Piece and bridge the divides in our world today.
Welcome back to the Joan Kenley Show, where we're talking about the International Day of Peace, which is celebrated annually throughout the world on September 21st. I'd like to quote David Spangler, first of all. He's the author of Standing at the Feet of Mars, and he says, "Peace is a raging river. It plunges over a cliff to become a waterfall, sparkling and roaring in the sunlight. It is power. Nothing can stand before it. It is generative, nourishing, and irresistible, just like the drumming we just heard from Masanko. He says, it calls me to explore. Peace calls me to new places where I will change. And the question I would like to ask our listeners is, what would life be like if we lived in peace, as powerfully as Spangler suggests, in all its dimensions, every day of our lives, no matter what is happening at any given moment? So carry that question with you as we come back right here with Avon Madison, who is co-founder of Pathways to Peace, and joining us is Masanko Banda, an international performer, educator, and healer dedicated to building peace through music, drumming, and storytelling, and so many more ways as he brings his work into schools, organizations, corporations, and communities around the world. When Masanko was a small child in Malawi, Central Africa, his grandmother said to him, "Masanko, your job when you grow up will be to bring peace, joy, and healing to the world using dance, music, and stories." And indeed, that's just what he's doing today. So how do you find, Masanko, that storytelling transmits maybe more than a newspaper article or a media story to the community that you're engaging with?
Well, I know growing up in Malawi, one of the things that I learned very early is that when you know somebody else's story, it is very hard to have that person be an enemy. In the UN General Assembly, a young girl, her name was Rosa, from El Salvador, whose arm had been cut off in a guerrilla attack against her father, she stood up in front of the UN. And there had been some other people speaking before her, making long speeches, you know, with statistics and all that. And there was hubbub on the floor. As soon as she stood up and said, "I want to tell you a story about how I lost my arm," there was silence.
Yes.
And the adults listened. Her peers listened. And by the end of it, she knew and we knew that everybody leaving that auditorium would think different about sponsoring any kind of terrorism or about allowing any kind of terrorism to happen.
Exactly.
And everywhere that I have worked, that has always been the case. When somebody tells their story, things change.
And that is, I think, one of the most powerful instruments of peace on the planet, is this fostering of peace builders through all forms of education, including storytelling, music, art, whatever it is. And this is the beauty of the work that Masanko does.
Right. And Masanko is also partnering with Kim Weichel in forming the Institute of Peacebuilding, which is helping communities here in the Northern Bay Area, but also you're taking these programs from John F. Kennedy University abroad into Malawi and other countries. Avon will be back in our closing segment, and we're going to say goodbye to Masanko and welcome author Sharon Mehdi, who is joining us by phone from Ashland, Oregon. We are going to talk a little bit about the Great Silent Grandmother Gathering. And on the flyleaf of that beautiful little book written by Sharon Mehdi, it says, "On a buffety, blustery, early summer day, when the news was bad and the sky turned yellow, a strange thing happened in the town where I live." So begins this moving and enchanting story of two grandmothers who, by standing in the park all day long, not speaking, not looking at squirrels, not munching on coconut candy, soon have everyone in town talking. What are they doing? A young girl informs the stumped observers shyly, "They're saving the world." These simple acts and words have an enormous impact on the town and soon on towns all over the world. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
We want to talk a little bit about how you envision gathering silent grandmothers fits into this whole idea of gathering women to save the world, which is the subtitle of Jean Boland's book, which is Urgent Message from Mother.
Well, it's so interesting because when I wrote this little story, I wrote it for a newborn baby granddaughter, and it was a fable. It didn't occur to me that women would actually, anyone other than my granddaughter would actually read this story, or that women would start standing. But in the town where I live, in Ashland, Oregon, every morning in the big city park, in Lithia Park, women come and they stand. And they stand from 7:30 until 9:30 in the morning. And they stand all over the park. And now the city of Ashland regulates the mowing of the lawn around the time that the women are standing.
Oh, that's so good.
And I know. It, you know, people drive by. It's quite, you know, we stand in the rain. We stand in the heat. We stand this morning. It was very misty when we were standing. And it's different women all the time. And some come and some go and some stay the whole 2 hours. But we have a real sense that we are doing the one thing we can do. There's this wonderful Helen Keller quote, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. I will not refuse to do the something I can do." So people are joining us in spirit, if not in fact. They're standing in their own towns, and it's just something that's happening that is quite amazing and thrilling.
Someone said the other day, how do we enliven women? How do we get them to say, "I can do that," and to stand silently, even if it's in their own backyard, is something. And they don't have to stand for 2 hours. They can stand for 15 minutes. But the idea that they're joining the collective intention that we are able to say, "I can stand for peace." I mean, I think that's really a wonderful message.
Thank you so much, Joan.
Most of the beautiful music you've heard on our show today was composed by Gary Mulken, award-winning composer, producer, and performer dedicated to making a difference in the world by participating in projects that inspire the heart and catalyze social change. He is founder and CEO of his company, Wisdom of the World, Media for a Meaningful Life. Do stay tuned for more timely information about celebrating the International Day of Peace.
Hi, this is Barbara Gahn Mueller, and as president of Pax 2100 and the wife of Robert Mueller, I think peace is my middle name. We have worked so hard for peace, even to have a daily email that goes out free to the world called Good Morning World. And if you want to sign up and get a little good news in the morning, you just go to www.goodmorningworld.org. I have been with Robert many, many times when he has been making speeches, and this little girl stood up and she said to him one day, "But you're so important and I'm so little. What can I do for peace?" And as I looked at her, I said, "You could have a peace corner in your house." And she said, "I'll do it." And what we have now is from that little girl to 500 homes in Santa Barbara and probably more than that in schools and churches, Peace Corners are spreading. And all you do is write the word Peace Corner on a piece of paper or go to our website, www.robertmueller.org.
My name is Robert Mueller, who has worked in the United Nations for 38 years, who decided when I was young and suffered so much under the wars between France and Germany that I decided to devote my life to peace. I entered the United Nations, and for all these years there, I have developed peace. I ended up an assistant secretary general. And now that I'm retired, I continue to work for peace in many, many ways. Even now, at my advanced age, every day I do something for peace. I have written 7,000 ideas for dreams and ideas for peace in the world. And this is available on the internet. And then in addition, there is a program called Good Morning World, in which for a number of years already, they have given excerpts from my speeches and so on. And you can order this, and every morning you get a message from me or from other people for a better world.
Invite your friends and family to listen to The Joan Kenley Show, online at joankenley.com, or here on 960 The Quake, every Saturday at 5.